America, land of the free internet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Some American cities tried this and ran up against a buzzsaw of opposition from companies that sell internet service. Now the federal government could push for fast connections to the internet for, here's the key word, free. According to the Washington Post, the FCC envisions a Wi-Fi system that isn't spotty but widespread and powerful. This would help get poorer people connected to what are increasingly essential online services. And free Wi-Fi could be a catalyst for something we're exploring this week, connecting the internet to objects, not just web pages. A regular voice on Marketplace Tech Matters is Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET.
This concept is basically the backbone. It is sort of the only thing that could truly enable this kind of Internet of Things. The only way we get to sort of a truly connected society is through ubiquitous high-speed wireless access. But then you all of a sudden have the ability for people to develop devices, for them to develop standards, for software that can work across these devices, because the barrier of entry is not very high. I mean, they can test things for free. They can distribute them freely. So, it's sort of like if you look at the way the existence of the internet spurred innovation that changed our culture forever, I have to believe that this is almost equally as big an idea.
Molly Wood also hosts CNET's online show, Always On. The FCC would not comment directly on the free wireless story, but did tell us there's a plan to auction off radio frequencies that could be used by mobile phone companies and for other uses, including Wi-Fi. Some critics believe the FCC gets too involved in matters like this. Hal Singer is co-author of a new book about the future of telecom policy.
They're involved in a lot of activities. They have a lot of discretion and a lot of power, and this causes firms in D.C. to spend tons and tons of money lobbying them to get to individual goodies. And I think the solution, it's very simple, is just to get them out of this business.
Singer argues that freeing up markets for broadband is the quickest route to new services in education, telemedicine, and entertainment. And he refutes the growing chorus of experts who worry that a few telecom companies are getting too big for the country's good.
We should, in my opinion, tolerate some degree of market power. I mean, after all, we're asking these networks to make huge investments. We shouldn't immediately jump to the notion of national provision or regulating their prices.
Economist Hal Singer's new book is called The Need for Speed.